بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. About two or three weeks ago we had commenced the chapter of the Shaheed, the martyr, and we discussed a basic overview of the types of Shaheeds and the martyrs, and we explained that there are two types of Shaheeds. One is that Shaheed that will be recognized in this world also, and one is the Shaheed that will be recognized in the Akhirat only. But both of them in the Akhirat, they will enjoy the same position. In order to be a Shaheed of this world, there are many conditions. We will not mention all the conditions, it goes into quite some detail. But just to understand what are some of the conditions for a person to be a Shaheed and considered a Shaheed in the world. Number one, he has to be a Muslim, obviously. He cannot be a disbeliever. He must be baligh and sane. Cannot be a child. Children will not be considered as a Shaheed in this world. He has to be pure from the state of Janabat. A Shaheed that was in the state of Janabat will be given a ghusl, like in the incident of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu. And he must be killed oppressively. It mustn't be that because of qisas and some capital punishment that he was killed for some wrong that he did. And if he is killed by a Muslim or a non-Muslim residing in an Islamic state, then he must be killed with an instrument which is used for killing. It mustn't be an accidental killing, so to say. So these are some of the conditions that will be looked at in order to decide whether this person will qualify as a Shaheed in this world. Also, in addition, if he's killed and he takes worldly benefit before passing away, he will be not considered to be from the category of the martyrs of this world. So what is referred to as worldly benefits? For example, before he passed away, he ate something, he drank something, he slept away, he took some medical treatment, some medication. He should also not live so long that one time of salah passes while he is conscious and in his senses. If he passes away if he is injured in the battlefield, he mustn't be carried from the battlefield or the place where he was injured in the state of consciousness. If he is carried away from the battlefield out of fear of being trampled by animals, then the laws of a Shaheed will still apply to him and he will be given ghusl. He will not be given ghusl. If a person makes a bequest in that state while he was injured, then the laws of a Shaheed will not apply to him if the bequest is related to worldly matters. But if it's some dini matter, then he will still be regarded as a Shaheed. If in that condition he does some buying and selling, then he will not be considered as a Shaheed of this world. And if he speaks a lot after being injured, then also he will not be regarded as a martyr, because this will be attributed to those who are living. However, if he carries out any of the above while the battle is still taking place, then he will be regarded to be a martyr. So these are some of the details that come in the books of fiqh. Basically, what is the rule of a person that is considered to be a Shaheed of this world? If a person is a Shaheed in the world, then he will not be given ghusl. In an Islamic country where we have rule and authority, his body will not be touched. No autopsy will be done. No blood will be cleansed from his body, and he will be buried with his clothes as he is. The clothes must not be removed. However, if his clothes are less than the stipulated number for the kafan, more clothing will be added in order to complete the stipulated number, 3 pieces of cloth. In the same way, if he is wearing more than the stipulated number, the extra pieces of cloth should be removed. If he is wearing cloth which is not suitable as a kafan, such as leather or fur, then these also will be removed. If he is wearing other clothing that can serve as a kafan. If he is not wearing anything else, then these should not be removed. His topi, his headgear, his shoes, his leather socks, his weapons, all will have to be removed. All the other rules that are applicable to the normal deceased person, like performing janazah, salah, etc., this will also apply to the Shaheed. And if any of the above conditions are not met in a martyr, he will be given ghusl and will be given the kafan like normal. In our country, because of the law of the country, post-mortem is carried out on the martyr. Then because his clothing is removed, he will have to be enshrouded in the normal kafan, but there will still be no ghusl that will be given to the shaheed. As we mentioned, the shaheed of this world and the shaheed of the akhirat, both of them will enjoy in the akhirat the very same benefits that we mentioned right in the beginning. From among the benefits that the shaheed enjoys, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is forgiven as soon as his blood is shed. He is shown his abode in Jannat. He is protected from the punishment in the grave. He is saved from the great fear of Qiyamah. A crown of honor will be placed on his head, of which just one gem is more valuable than the world and all that it contains. He will be married to 72 damsels of Jannah, and he will be allowed to intercede for 70 of his family members. Now, we all have the opportunity to attain the shahadat in terms of the reward of shahadat for the akhirat. And we already mentioned many of the categories of people that will be regarded as shaheed, as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will not repeat what we already discussed. The last one we discussed was the interesting one, that woman who is patient over her husband taking another wife and passes away while making sabr over the grief and sadness that she experiences. Continuing with those that will be regarded to be a shaheed of the akhirat, the person who recites 25 times a day, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. O Allah, bless me in death and in the stages after death, 25 times. Muraqaba al maut, as the ulama say, that a person should recite this dua 25 times. He will get the reward of a shaheed. A person that reads salatul duha, cha salah, fasts 3 days every month and doesn't leave out his witr salah, even when he is on a journey, he is also someone that will receive the reward of a shaheed. A person that holds on to the sunnah firmly at a time when most people have abandoned the sunnah, he also will get the reward of a shaheed. The person who recites the dua, following dua 40 times, while he is sick and passes away in that sickness, if he recovers from the illness, he will be forgiven. If he passes away, he will be regarded as a martyr. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. When we meet a person that is very, very ill, we should encourage them to recite this 40 times at least. Because if they pass away, they get the reward of a shaheed. And if they live, their sins are forgiven. A person who passes away while guarding the Muslim borders, one who recites Surah Yasin every night, will be a shaheed. One who falls off his animal and passes away. The same will apply to a person who passes away in an accident, motor vehicle accident. One who sleeps in a state of wudu and passes away in his sleep. A person who leads a life of piety without compromising any deeni matter for anyone. The person who recites durood 100 times daily upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's a very easy one. 100 times daily, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get the reward of a shaheed. A person who sincerely makes dua to pass away in the path of Allah but passes away a natural death. The one who sends food to any needy Muslim town. Person that sends food to any needy Muslim town anywhere in the world. One who takes a bath, a fard ghusl with icy water as there is no warm water found, and as a result he falls ill and passes away. As Maqil ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever recites A'udhu billahi sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim 3 times every morning, and thereafter recites the last 3 verses of Surah Hashr, Huwallahu alladhi, till the end, Allah appoints 70,000 angels to make istighfar for him till the evening. If he passes away during the day, he will receive the reward of a martyr. Likewise, if he recites this in the evening and he passes away during the night, he will receive the reward of a martyr. The person that passes away a natural death while out in the path of Allah. People are going out in Jamaat and they're passing away many times a year. Then he gets the reward of a martyr. While out in the path of Allah can mean studying deen also. can mean walking to the masjid, driving to the masjid also for any salah, can mean going out to do any work of deen. Person left and he's going solely to do some work, charitable work, some work of deen, and he passes away, then he is a martyr. The person that suddenly passes away on his bed without any apparent cause, one who falls off a mountain peak, the person who gives respite to the debtor, one who passes away due to sickness, the person who hopes for Allah's mercy over all conditions that afflict him, and one who passes away in the state of wudu. The person who comes out in the path of Allah and is afflicted with a skin disease, someone who passes away on his bed while in the path of Allah and fearing the enemy. Once Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to which of the shuhada are the most noble in the court of Allah. Beautiful question. Which of the shuhada are the most noble in the court of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that person that is killed by the tyrant ruler when he stands up against the tyrant ruler, instructing him to do good and preventing him from evil. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala created the quality of possessiveness within women and the quality of striving in the path of Allah within men. Therefore, whichever woman is patient at the time her husband remarries will receive the reward of a shaheed. This was mentioned previously. Regarding the sins of the shaheed, the question is, will a shaheed be punished for sins, or will Allah Ta'ala forgive his sins? It's an important question because some people misunderstand. We say generally that the sins of the shaheed is forgiven. So there are two types of rights. One is the rights of Allah, the rights of men. When you put the hadiths together, we understand that Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgo and forgive his rights that were owed to him. But rights that were owed to man, that's a very sensitive issue. So all sins that pertain to Allah's rights and are such that mere tawbah will suffice for their forgiveness will be forgiven when a person becomes a shaheed. But that's those sins that pertain to the huququllah and are such that mere tawbah will not suffice for their forgiveness, one will be obligated to also make qadha of them. For example, salah, fasting, zakat, hajj. These will not be forgiven on account of shahadat, and the sins that also pertain to huququl ibad, the rights of creation, these will not be forgiven by mere shahadat. So all those sins that a person is not owing, like qadha, he has to do some qadha. So according to the tahqiq of the ulama that put this kitab together, they say that those amal that a person is owing to Allah, like salah, a person becomes a shaheed, he's still responsible for that. And likewise, people's rights, money that you're owing to people, he will still be answerable for that on the day of Qiyamah. So we understood from this the importance of fulfilling the rights of people. And Allah Ta'ala's rights that we're owing to him, must fast, qadha fast, and qadha salah, and whatever zakat we are owing, we should make sure that we discharge that and sort out our affairs in the world. And we also understand Allah's extreme mercy, that when we read 54 categories of people here, when we read this, then we understand that somehow and in some way, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will somehow bless a person with martyrdom. It just requires a very little effort from our side. As it was mentioned, just a person sincerely making dua for it also. Just making dua. So Allah is looking for excuses to bless us with lofty positions in the akhirat. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that position of martyrdom in the akhirat, that lofty position of being a martyr, grant us a death with firm iman. We have come more or less to the end of the kitab. There is one important, very, very important aspect among other aspects, and that is the aspect of an Islamic will. That time and again we hear about an Islamic will. So inshallah, it is hoped that if our slot is available next week like normal, then next week we will have a special inshallah session that will be more like a bayan on the Islamic will. Very, very important, because we find, unfortunately, this is coming to the ulama and those that deal with these matters, the jamiats, etc., they have become very, very aware that unfortunately the Muslim Ummah, they are not taking the aspect of drawing up an Islamic will and discharging the estate according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So time and again, there is a need for reminders from the hadith, from the Quran and Majid. So inshallah, that is the plan, that next week we will have inshallah a special session on the Islamic will. Allah Ta'ala give us